The epistle for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, the sixth chapter. Brethren, all we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death, for we are buried together with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. And knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, to the end that we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ, knowing that Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more, death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once, but in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon that you are dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the eighth chapter. At that time, when there was a great multitude with Jesus, and they had nothing to eat, calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way. For some of them came from afar off. And his disciples answered him, From whence can anyone fill them here with bread in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? Who said, Seven. And he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the people. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them and commanded them to be set before them. And they did eat and were filled. And they took up that which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During World War II, my dear friends, there were many young men who were filled with fear in the midst of wartime dangers. A certain soldier was one such young man. During the war, his company had pressed deep into enemy territory, so their position was more dangerous than usual. The soldiers had to take turns standing sentry, keeping a lookout for enemy soldiers. And of course, this duty was the most dangerous part of their perilous business because the sentries were closest to the enemy and were all alone. Well, our young soldier's turn came to stand sentry. The night was cold and dark, and he could hardly see anything. Every sound he heard made him jump because he thought it could be the enemy creeping up to attack him. But at last, no enemy ever came, and his shift ended. So breathing a sigh of relief and offering a fervent prayer of gratitude that he had survived this nerve-wracking ordeal and hadn't run away in fear, the soldier began to crawl back towards his company. Just as he started, however, a voice came out of the darkness nearby, and the young soldier's heart nearly stopped. Then he recognized the voice and realized that the voice was the voice of the captain of his company. Where did you come from? The soldier asked him. The captain answered, I've been here all along. I was with you all night. This story of the soldier's heroic courage and of the compassion and selflessness of his captain is somewhat similar to the events in today's gospel. You see, my friends, A large crowd had followed our Lord into a deserted area where they stayed with him for 3 days. During that time, our divine Savior taught the crowd and miraculously healed many who were sick. The crowds wanted to stay with him. They wanted to hear more of his doctrine and to spend more time with him. They wanted this so much that they remained in that desert place even after they had run out of food. But this lack of food didn't matter to them because they were with Jesus. But our Lord knew that these people needed more than just the spiritual food he had given them by his teaching. They needed physical food for their bodies as well. In fact, many of the 4,000 people there hadn't eaten for some time because there simply was no food available in that place. So our Lord knew that if he sent them home without feeding them, many of them would faint in the way and probably even die of hunger before they reached home. And so, calling his disciples together, he said to them, "I have compassion on the multitude." That is, our Lord was concerned for their bodily welfare and wanted to feed them to make sure that they would reach home safely. But the apostles answered by pointing out the obvious difficulty, that they were in the wilderness, far from any village, and there simply wasn't enough food nearby for so many people. Undismayed, our Lord asked them, "How many loaves have ye?" And they answered, 7 loaves and a few fishes." Then our Lord told the people to sit down. He gave thanks to God for the food that they did have, took the loaves and fishes, broke them into pieces, and gave these pieces to the apostles to give to the men, the women, and the children. About 4,000 people ate those 7 loaves and few fishes, and many of those 4,000 had more than they could eat. So our Lord sent the apostles among them again to gather up the leftovers, and they filled 7 baskets. So the apostles had more food after feeding 4,000 people than they had started with. And only then, when everyone was completely satisfied, both spiritually by his teaching and physically by his food, did Jesus Christ send the people home. Now, you know, my dear friends, sometimes when we hear these incidents from the gospel, we wish that we could have been there and seen this miracle for ourselves. Only rarely do we realize that our Lord does practically this same miracle for us today. In fact, he does an even greater miracle for us every day in giving us the Holy Eucharist. But all too often, we take this great gift for granted. In a sense, we're like a certain lady who told St. Teresa of Avila that she wished she had lived when our Lord did, so that she could have heard his teaching firsthand. St. Teresa was surprised by this and replied, "What? Do you not know that the same Jesus Christ is still with us on earth, and that he lives quite near us in the Blessed Sacrament?" Yes, my friends, our Lord is just as truly present here in this chapel as he was present in Nazareth 2,000 years ago. But we all too often forget this beautiful truth. And commenting on this, a certain priest says that at the end of his life on earth, our Lord wanted to go back to his Father in heaven, but he didn't want to leave us alone. And so even today, this priest says, he hides himself under the appearances of bread and wine, that he may be visited by all and give himself even to the poorest sinner. In other words, what this author points out is that our Lord is like the captain in the story. He sees that we are weak and fearful, and that we need his help. And so he has placed himself as close to us as he can, so that we can easily ask his help. Jesus Christ stays with us to help us overcome all the difficulties we face in this life. But he's like the captain, and we, like his soldier, can't see him. We often don't even realize that our Lord is helping us, because, like the soldier in the story, we don't see him physically beside us. But unlike the soldier, we know that he is with us. We know that he is right here on this altar, and that we can easily come and ask him for help. That's what we know by our faith. But unfortunately, in our practical day-to-day lives, we often forget this. Of course, we know by faith that Jesus Christ is God. We know that he is all-powerful and can do anything, and we even know that he has promised to stay with us all days, even to the consummation of the world. But do we really appreciate this gift of himself? Do we appreciate having him in our presence, just as if we were alive when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago? Rather than take this for granted, we must strive to appreciate it more, and recognizing why he's here will help us to do this. Our Lord stays with us in the Blessed Sacrament to strengthen us in our journey toward heaven. He has become our spiritual food, which we must eat if we want to reach heaven without fainting in the way. Of course, if someone were to refuse to eat physical food, he would become very weak and eventually starve. But the same thing happens in the spiritual realm. If we refuse to eat our spiritual food, our souls will become weak, and eventually we won't be able to resist temptation. That's why our Lord stays with us in the Blessed Sacrament, to guide us in our duties and to feed our souls, and help us overcome all the difficulties, temptations, and discouragements of our journey to heaven. Do you need advice to fulfill your daily duties? Or does their monotony weigh you down? Go to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Do you need strength to resist some temptation or to overcome some great difficulty? Go to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Or perhaps are you sad and worried about the state of the world, or the state of your soul, or the souls of someone you love? Go to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He is the answer to every difficulty. Let us then, my friends, stir up our faith in his presence. We do this by remembering who he is and why he is here in this tabernacle. We increase our faith when we remind ourselves that it is God himself on this altar, and that he is here to comfort, to guide, and to help each and every one of us on our journey to heaven. Let us then stir up our faith and receive him and visit him frequently. So, my dear friends, when you are sad, lonely, or distressed, when you are discouraged, overwhelmed, or troubled in any way, remember that our Lord has not left you alone. He is with you, even in the darkest and most bitter night. May we then never hesitate to go lovingly to him in every difficulty. That is what the Sacred Heart most desires. He loves us and he knows our needs, and he stays with us here in the Blessed Sacrament for this very reason, to help all of us on our way to heaven. And so, if we go to him with the eyes of faith, we will see that Jesus truly does have compassion on us and on all our miseries. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.